This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Football, though, there was another mid-quarterback signing because it is the season of the mid-quarterbacks or the offseason of the mid-quarterbacks. And as Rashad said before going to break, get your crab legs ready. Get your boil going because it's Jameis time in New York, baby. And this is actually boss man Ryan Cooley's dream. Is he wanted Jameis Winston so that way he can at least have a fun, entertaining 3-14 season for his New York Giants that is then going to set them up for a better quarterback next year. But Jameis Winston going to the New York Giants, which is going to be, you want to talk about college basketball being a beautiful mess. That's a beautiful mess right there.
Oh, the Giants are always entertaining.
The Giants and Jameis Winston.
It's like watching a car wreck like over and over again.
Well, now that leaves, I mean, so that I believe is now Jameis Winston is the second quarterback on the roster for the Giants. They have Tommy DeVito as well, Tommy Cutlets. So whether they go in the draft and get one more, you know, whether it's Shador or Cam or, you know, Jackson Dart or whatever, or if they just roll into the season with these two, the Giants are essentially waving the white flag on their 2025 season. But again, that just leaves only a couple more teams left wondering what they're going to do with their quarterback situation. And the other one we saw this week was, of course, Aaron Rodgers meeting with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's going to get drawn out for as long as possible because, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers. But that right now is kind of looking like the only remaining spot left for that team that needs a quarterback. And also, like Russell Wilson, I do find it funny where he's just basically, it's like, yeah, Russ, you know, it was fun having you here, but can you just wait a couple weeks? We got some things to work out and to address.
Some things brewing.
Yeah, you know. So if you could just hold on.
Need you to be patient.
Something tells me that Russell Wilson will not be a Steeler next year.
No.
But yeah, that's at least some of the quarterback news in the NFL. I would not want to be in the Aaron Rodgers business at this point. I'm good. Now, I understand it would be better than some situations quarterback-wise out there, but I'm just, if I'm a team, I'm not getting 33-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I'm not getting prime Aaron Rodgers where he's throwing 40 touchdowns and 5 picks. And at this point, what he is off the field, I'm good. I just don't want to deal with any of it.
Well, this old Aaron Rodgers is still better than what old Ben Roethlisberger was. And old Ben Roethlisberger was, you know, able to still leave you with the winning season, you know. And that's the one thing that we know that this Steelers team is going to do is they're going to go .500 bare minimum, right? that's what they're going to do. Bare minimum, we're gonna go 9-8, you know, or somewhere around there. That's the one thing that we know we're going to do. Now you add an Aaron Rodgers. I would assume Aaron Rodgers would be worth one or two wins. Just him being Aaron Rodgers and him. Because, I mean, he throwing the ball, he still threw pretty well last year, you know, throwing the ball. It wasn't Aaron Rodgers-esque numbers. However, you know, the Jets weren't great for a lot of different reasons that weren't just Aaron Rodgers. He didn't play defense, so they have to figure out a way to explain how bad they were on that end of the ball. So it wasn't all just on Aaron Rodgers, but a good percentage of it was. I do not think that he's going to go to this Pittsburgh team, if he were to go to Pittsburgh, and just think he's going to call the shots. Think he's going to do this Aaron Rodgers stuff
again?
Not with Mike Tomlin. Not you can do this with Robert Saleh.
Well, then
because he has no ground to stand on, really. But you're not going to come in and tell Mike Tomlin what you're not going to do.
Then retire. Like you don't really. It's not like Aaron Rodgers at this point really has. He doesn't have a market. Like there's literally only one team left that would want him at this point, and that's Pittsburgh. Unless the Giants still want him too, and just brought in Jameis as like a backup option.
I mean, maybe Tennessee.
I think the Vikings are still looking. Are the Vikings?
No, Vikings have officially said we are not going on the Aaron Rodgers.
Vikings are just going to roll with JJ McCarthy this year. Which you know,
in retrospect, take your chances.
In retrospect, I thought you know, hey, re-sign Sam Darnold, but you know, that's probably wasn't the right move for them.
Well, they didn't want to give him. I don't know if you heard, they offered him a very short term deal. It wasn't the 3 years, 100 plus.
And remember what we said, Sam Darnold was valued at, as on this show we said, man, I don't see him getting any more than 50 anywhere.
Oh, I was saying 40.
Exactly.
I said max was 40.
But it wasn't anywhere near the number that Seattle gave him. And so, you know, when somebody gives you that type of money, you definitely make that move. You know, so I think JJ McCarthy might be the right, you know, move if, or at least for now, if you're the Vikings. But again, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're gonna come and play ball if you're playing for Pittsburgh. And you can still, considering the moves that Pittsburgh has made over the last little bit, like, hey, like, you could do some stuff with you and DK for a year.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I see it going okay, because again, I don't think he's going to be able to just go to Pittsburgh, if that were the case, and start telling Tomlin and that staff what he's not going to do and what he is going to do. Like, you're going to fall in line or go ahead and, like you said, and retire.
Well, also,
and walk away.
Also, the thing about the NFL guys is it is very fit based, and I'm not sure what kind of scheme they run in Pittsburgh. I don't know, you know, if Aaron Rodgers had to learn something new.
Well, the guy got the, what's his name, Arthur Smith, the former Falcons head coach. I think he's still going to be offensive coordinator for them going into
next
year.
I just wonder if his offensive language is the same as Aaron Rodgers, and if not, how quickly Aaron Rodgers could actually come in and learn those terms, or how quickly they could simply it. And that's why you wonder.
Seems like a smart dude.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers, you know, give him some ayahuasca, a cave, a weekend. He'll have that playbook down, no problem.
I agree, but an NFL playbook, especially for quarterbacks, is one of the hardest things to memorize in the world. Yeah. I mean, go look at it. Like, smart dudes, like physicists, like there's a lot of intricacies and different calls that these guys have to make. Like, physicists looking at this book sometimes would be like, holy S. I think Suk has talked about it several times on the air, but there's New York, too, still an option. I don't think Jameis Winston going to New York precludes the Giants from signing Aaron Rodgers, but basically, yeah, down to three destinations, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, and the Giants.
I mean, I don't know. Is Tennessee, I mean, I haven't heard anything about them being interested in Aaron Rodgers. But again, it's like, what are they just going to go quarterback blindly with the number one overall pick just because that's what you're supposed to do? Or, you know, that's what, you know, you have number one pick, you don't have a quarterback, you got to take the best quarterback. Yeah. Again, is Cam Ward worth it to them? Is Shador worth it for a number one overall pick? Or is it just, F it, we're going to take the best player available, whether that be Abdul Carter, who could definitely still go number one. I mean, so maybe you're right, Schultzy, is that the Titans would be interested, like, hey, let's just have him hold us over for a year. And then, you know, we'll address it next year after he retires. But again, if you're Aaron Rodgers, like, you don't, it just doesn't seem to have a whole lot of choices. And so trying to do the whole, I want us to sign this player, I want us to bring Nathaniel Hackett in.
Nope.
You know, I don't
please
think
don't.
Yeah, please. He's a great family man.
I think you're just going to bring in Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh and, like, you know, you guys are saying, like, do it the Tomlin way or don't do it at all and just ride off into the sun and be done with your career, quite honestly, I think probably is what he should do anyways.
I'm like, well, for sure, you know, and I mean, I don't want to say for sure. Let me take that back, because I do think Aaron Rodgers could be a valuable piece to a team that might be just a piece away, you know, and it looks like the Steelers team might just need just a veteran guy for 1 year, 2 years. You tried it with Russ. It didn't go terribly, right? With Russell Wilson, like, it didn't go the way you wanted it to, but it also didn't end on a wet fart, you know. So I think you can insert.
It kind of did,
especially considering the way that they started and everything like that. So it actually kind of did. However,
it might have even touched cloth.
All that said, like, they still finished where they finished. And I think that's kind of the magic of Mike Tomlin. That's kind of the magic of the Steelers. And I think if you add an Aaron Rodgers, maybe he's worth two games. And maybe those two games get you into the playoffs, considering, you know, how things are set up now. So I don't know. But, and also, the thing about this draft, as far as Tennessee, like, you could take a quarterback. Like, this is the one draft to where there are three number one picks. The first three guys coming out this draft this year, like, they in any other draft, if it was just them, they would be the number one pick. If it was just Cam Ward coming out this year, he would be number one. Just Abdul Carter, he would be number one. So those first three picks, four picks, I don't really think you can go wrong, and that includes my Patriots, as long as they end up with something they can use, yeah, like a Travis Hunter.
Still a lot to go down before the NFL draft, and I mean, this is one of those moments too where it's like, if you're Pittsburgh, it's like, you might want to get this figured out here soon so you know what you're going into the draft with as far as your quarterback and offense situation. Again, I just would think it would help, and, you know,
you're right.
You want to get these moves and everything taken care of first, so that way you can go into the draft and be like, okay, what do we need?
And let's not assume, like you said, that Jameis signing to New York means that that's who New York is going with. They can still mess around in this draft.
I pray that's who they're going with.
No, I mean, yeah,
I hope Jameis Winston is the Giants'
still mess
day one.
James
Winston.
They can mess around in this draft, and Shador could fall to them at three if they wanted to go, you know, the route of quarterback. And so we've been hearing all about Jackson Dart and how he's kind of shooting up everybody's draft board. Like, is that a name that we hear earlier than we were expecting, around 7 to 10 or something like that? So New York can definitely make a move. So I don't want to assume that Jameis is going to be their only move, especially for a year.
Yeah, tinfoil hat really quick. Who's throwing out bad things about Shador Sanders just really wanting them to drop to them? Like, I just wonder, like, is the Shador stuff actually
the Shador
true?
Hate is so weird to me. Like,
or,
I hate it.
Yeah, are people just trying to throw some stuff out there hoping he drops to 6 or 7?
Yeah, the Shador stuff is really weird. I'm not a big fan of it, you know. But I will
Dion needs to...
If his
stop
last name weren't Sanders, then, you know, if his last name were Jones, then we wouldn't care about Shador like that.
Exactly.
But he's probably, as far as a thrower of the football, he's probably the best quarterback in this draft. I mean, seriously, he throws guys open. Like, and I think that we saw Shador make some amazing throws during his time, just from what we saw at Colorado. Some throws that was like, agreed, bro, that also, was crazy.
I also saw him take some sacks that would make me want to scream, oh my God, get rid of the ball.
Yeah, his throwing motion takes a while.
If I was an NFL coach. And also, however, he's got the hero mentality of, yeah, I can make a play happen, where it's just like, sometimes, dude, no, you can't. And just get rid of the damn ball and don't take a 15-yard sack, please.
But sometimes he can. And I think that's where you, and that's what you kind of lean on, is the fact that, man, he can do that, which is crazy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.